We are up to the eighth parak of Maseches Shabbos, Hamotzi, if you're carrying out. Well, what are you carrying out? Hamotzi Yayin, if you're carrying out wine, Kedei Mezigas Hakos. It's the amount to dilute a cup of wine. In the old days, they used to use super strong, dense wine, so they used to pour in three portions of water to one quarter of wine, and for, let's say, a kos, for bracha, is a quarter of a lug, so the amount of wine is 1/16. It's a quarter of a lug. That's how much wine you would put into your kos shel bracha. Chalav, milk, kedei gemia, one natural swallowful for an average-sized person. Dvash, honey, kedei litein al hakasis, to put, to smooth, and to rub on the back of an animal where it has a wound. Shemen, oil, kedei losoch ever katan, to anoint and smooth on a small ever, a small limb of a child who was just born. Mayim, water, kedei loshuf bohem es hakilor, to mix with it, with dye or makeup that they would put in their eye. So these are smaller than a revius. Shar kol mashkin, the other mashkin is revius. So why are these in such a small amount? Because they're valuable. V'chol ha-shofchin, all the water that you pour out, that's standard shear of revius. This is like sponge of water that you throw in the street. You don't drink that. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, "Kulin b'revius v'lo omr kol ha-shirin halalo elo l'matzniyehin." Rabbi Shimon does not agree with the Mishnah that we said from the last parak. The Mishnah in the last parak had said that a person who hides a small amount for themselves is chayav. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Even a person who has an individual reason to stash away a small amount, to be matzniyah, a small amount, is not chayav unless he hides the standard size, and that's why everybody needs to follow these shiurim. Mishnah Beis, next measure of size, hamotzi chevel, if you carry out a rope, kedei lasos ozen lakupa, to make ozen literally means an ear. So imagine you're holding a mug. The handle of the mug is the ear of the mug. So to make a handle for a container. Gemi, a rope. Kedei lasos telai lanafa v'lekvara. So gemi is some kind of flexible, pliable material. And you would make a handle. A telai also could mean a patch. A handle for a nafa or a sieve or a kvara or a sifter. Rabbi Yudah says, kedei litol mimenu midas minal lakatan. The amount of the gemi is that it should be measuring the foot of a child to figure out how much he's grown to size for a shoe. Niyar, paper, kedei lichtov olav kesher muhsin, so that you could write on that small amount of piece of paper a receipt for the tax collector. And that was called a kesher muhsin. That's indicated that you already paid the tax. That's called a kesher muhsin. V'amotzi kesher muhsin. And if you carry out an actual paper that was used to demonstrate the receipt for the tax, you're chayav. Niyar mochuk, empty paper. Kedei lichroch al pi tzluchis ketana shal plato. If you have empty paper, but you can't write on it, so what use does it have? You will crinkle it on top of a small jug, which you would put perfume in. And so that's a small, tiny opening. You would stop it up with a piece of paper, and that's the shear for hotzah. All of these things, the Mishnah is giving us those shiurim of what is considered a meaningful contribution to that carrying.